It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Foley. Today FM. Highs of 10 to 13 degrees. Today FM news of more at 3.
Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Hey, it's Ray Foley here. Hey, JP.
Ireland, good day. Monday. It's not Monday, it's Tuesday. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls. Hang on, I've got it here somewhere. Wait. Short week, ladies and gentlemen.
Ray, just to let you know, I normally work Tuesdays to Saturdays, so it's a normal week for me, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't celebrate too much.
It's well for some, isn't it?
Hey, Foley, you don't even do a proper job.
I was working on Saturday, Sunday and Monday. I said that Mrs. Brown.
There's always one, or ten.
Oh, it's well for some, isn't it? Going in, working 2 hours. Is that all you're doing?
Have you seen Mariah Carey's Instagram this morning?
Is it popping off?
It is hopping. Mariah Carey.
Right.
She's on an exercise bike, a Peloton or something like that. It's got a screen on it.
Okay.
She's on an exercise bike dressed as a sexy witch.
Of course she is, yeah.
Right? She's wearing a witch ensemble, witch's hat, witch's dress and long black hair. And for the entire first part of the video, she's doing the whole Halloween bit. Because, of course, yesterday was Halloween.
Mm. Here she is.
She's up on the bike, pedaling like Billy O. It's all in black and white, scary looking. And she starts screaming.
This is Halloween.
And then she says, it's time.
It's time!
No! Come on, Mariah said it!
Oh my God, thank you so much!
Oh, thank you so much!
Come on!
That was sneaky.
Halloween's out of the way!
Today FM's
cash machine.
€70,000.
Oh, come on!
No, it's
Christmas!
It's not Christmas!
Halloween is over! Come on!
Mariah said it herself. She said it herself. You're a killjoy. You're an old Grinch over there, is what you are.
It's not the right time.
You're pulling the plug on Mariah. You can't be doing that. It's out of line. It's too early. It's not too early.
It's not.
When you're picking your monkey nuts out of your teeth from the night before.
What?
You're picking your monkey nuts out of your teeth from the night before. When your barm brack is just about polished off.
Yeah.
When you've done bobbing.
You've bobbed those apples.
Mm-hmm. And you've rummaged through the best of the trick-or-treat candy. Mm-hmm. By the way, I can also say, kids saying candy. No, if a child in your house calls it candy, right. They have to move out.
They're sleeping outside that night.
That's a new rule. It's a new rule. It's new legislation just been drafted in by the government. And the president, Michael D. Higgins, has just signed it, actually.
Has he?
Yeah, that if you're a child, Irish children now need to move out if they call it candy.
It's true.
Coldplay there, this is Today FM. Hello! Ireland, good day. I'm Ray Foley. My good friend JP's there.
Hello.
And we're doing radio. Mariah's over there.
No. Tell you, you've got an itchy finger today.
I want to do it. I got to do it. We got to do it.
See, it's such a good song.
It really is.
And yet it still feels so wrong. Oh. No, it feels wrong. No.
Yeah. 0874-100-102. Do your kids call it candy? Candy. Interesting one, though. Now that it's Christmas, would you have sweet canes hanging on your Christmas tree? See, we'd still... I think it's okay to call them candy canes.
Well, that's what they are.
Aha! But you're not allowed to call them... In Ireland, you're not allowed to call it candy.
They've never been called anything other than that.
What I was... I did, for the first time ever, I went out trick-or-treating last night with my children. Okay. I've gone trick-or-treating before as a child myself.
What are the rules around adults when trick-or-treating? Do you have to get dressed up as well?
No, some adults did. I didn't. I was just accompanying them, making sure they were responsible. And the amount of rows we had over not saying thank you was ridiculous.
Oh, didn't I tell you, happy Halloween and thank you. And I want to be able to hear thank you from the road.
So I've never done it before. I've always been back on doorbell duty back at our own house while the family, my wife and my two kids, go out trick-or-treating. And then by about 20 past seven, we did the whole estate. By about 20 past seven, all the houses were empty. They'd put up signs. Well,
I've got a few issues with this whole Halloween thing.
Here we go.
What, one, don't be stupid and put out a bowl.
Oh yeah, you can't do that. It's a free-for-all. That's a free-for-all.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. A bowl with a note on it saying, please take one. Are you joking me? Are you kidding? Second then, putting out a note that says, sorry, we had sweets, but we're all out of sweets now, sorry. Buy more sweets.
Yeah, you got to budget better.
Or don't answer the door and say, oh, we're cleaned out already. Or turn off all the lights in the house.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Turn all the lights off, doors locked. Now, park the car somewhere else so they don't think you're home.
The Foley boys are knocking on your door.
Climbing in the window.
For 45 minutes. Minimum. Buy more sweets. Sweets are cheap. Go buy sweets. Don't be putting your sorry, we're all out of sweets.
Now, of course, the trick or treat, it's the trick is an empty threat these days, isn't it?
This is another thing then. There was one woman, I've never done it, like I say. There was one woman on my estate, just the one, who insisted on each child. By the way, it was mobbed, my estate. Mobbed. It was like, do you know in Hocus Pocus, that scene, or in any Halloween film, where there's crowds of children dressed up and they're wandering the streets. That's what it was like.
Wow. Okay.
It was the night of the living dead around my estate. And this one woman, I swear to God, she insisted on each child doing a trick. She was like, and she had this tone of like,
so what's it? You know, it's, do you know the meaning of trick or treat?
Oh God, just hand over the sweets, lady.
If you want a treat, you need to do it. Hello, young man, what's your name?
It's JP.
And what's your trick?
I don't have a trick, I just want the treats.
Do you have a trick?
Oh, look, I'm hungry.
Well, if you want the sweets, you have to...
And I'm like, oh, come on, we'll just give the child the sweets and let's go. I actually said it to him from the road. I said, come on, Andrew, we're wasting time here, let's go.
We've got a schedule to keep here.
So in between that house and the next house, we came up with a trick. And I said, you want it? If they want a trick, you say, give me that sweet. I'm going to make it disappear.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
That's
clever.
It's easy enough, humorous. So the next house that we got to was like, there was a French guy there. And he's... there was a breakdown in like with the language
divide, yeah.
He just didn't get it. And Andrew gives me this look of like, you're some bright spark. So American though, isn't it? The whole thing now. Ridiculously American, going door to door asking for sweets. There was another pair of kids, right? They were about 13 or 14 and they didn't dress up at all. They were just in like tracksuits.
That's too old.
They didn't have a mask on. They were just like a pair of kids. They had a bag each and they were going door to door. And I said to them, what are you doing? They said, we're trick-or-treating. I said, but what, you haven't dressed up, you haven't done anything.
These sweets aren't for resale, kids.
They were literally going door to door just asking for people for sweets. I thought I'm missing a trick here.
Yeah, you are.
I'm missing a treat here is what
literally.
I'm missing.
What's your trick, Elsa? Little boy, what's your...
My eldest child then was dressed as the Mandalorian.
Oh, wow, complicated.
Yeah. There's the Mandalorian, right, in the TV show. Have you watched the TV show?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
And you know that Boba Fett is in the Mandalorian, but he is not the Mandalorian.
I get you.
And they look quite alike.
They do.
Quite a number of people on the doorsteps said, oh, it's Boba Fett. And every time, Matthew, my eldest, he was disgusted. Daddy, they call me Boba Fett again. It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Have they not watched this? It's ridiculous. All right, let's do a roll call. 0874-100-102 is the number. Here's Lizzo.
Girl, well, I'm about to have a panic
let's
attack.
Go.
I did the work. It didn't blow.
Happy Christmas from Today FM. Lizzo and To Be Loved.
Oh. For God's sake, man.
Just come on, God. It's Halloween, it's over.
Oh, you've done it again.
Oh, God. Oh, it's 0874-100-102.
Raymond.
Yes.
Phil. How many times do we have to go through this?
Why?
No Christmas songs.
But it's Christmas, Phil.
Let.
No. It's now Christmas. You don't understand. Decorations are lit up. Selection boxes are in the shops. The tins of roses and quality streets are piled sky high as the eye can see. Who's that Jay over there, Jay? Hello?
Hey, Ray. Hey, JP.
Hello, lover.
Only 55 days to Christmas.
Woohoo!
Can't wait. Hey, lads, guess what?
Wow.
Lads, guess what?
What?
Love the show. Hey. You're awesome. Jay in Waterford. Have a good day.
You
too, pal. See ya.
Happy Christmas, Jay. 0874-100-102. Everyone generally loving the idea of it being Christmas now.
Too early.
I think everyone.
Everyone? I'm not loving it.
Everyone's saying the same thing. Anya is there. She says, I do love a short week almost as much as I... This is a roll call, by the way.
Sure is.
Ray on Shaw. JP.
On Shaw,
right? Anya on Shaw. I do love a short week almost as much as I love the show. Hey. Happy November, boys. And happy Christmas. I'm doing dry November, by the way. We'll get to that later. Oh. I'm managing very well.
Yeah, it's day one.
I'm doing very well.
24 hours in, less than.
10 o'clock last night was my last drink. And I got bladdered last night.
So you still got it in your system?
I'm just hoping it'll keep me... this hangover will get me through till Thursday or Friday. I didn't actually. I was fairly good. I was already mentally there. So I thought, no, do you know what? I'll start.
This confidence of yours is great on November the 1st. Talk to me in a week, pal.
I'll talk to you this time tomorrow. I mean, it's on show, Ray, even though this is an even shorter week for me, I'm in today, then off next Monday. So hang on a minute. So this is a short week. You're in today, then off until next Monday. Sorry. Off to London to visit the in-laws from James.
London.
No recession around here. And on show, Ray, I'm sorting out the Halloween leftovers. My system involves keeping anything chocolate. I'm on the fence about gum-based sweets. Oh, this is the trick-or-treat sweets. Oh, I've got sweets for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I didn't even do you an old trick or a treat.
My kids. Hello, little boy. What's your trick? my system involves keeping anything chocolate. I'm on the fence about gum-based sweets. No, I like gum sweets. And any of those chalky sweets. Oh, I hate them. Like the love hearts go straight in the bin from Aoife. Aoife, you're absolutely right. I concur 100%. I've sweets for you.
For me?
Yeah, my kids got some horrible sweets that you love.
Oh, excellent. And so these are probably, I'm going to guess, they are fruit-based, maybe covered in chocolate.
Fruit-based roses.
Oh, how do your kids not like them? They're the best roses. You got your oranges, you got your strawberries, you got deliciousness.
Andrew made you a...
It's a small bag. That's a small bag.
It is a... Well, it's only
a small bag.
It's only what they got in their trick-or-treats last night, and they got like a half a ton of sweets, but this is only the rubbish from the roses.
Andrew and Matthew, thanks a million.
And they did... Andrew's fascinated with with your name, right?
Okay.
And he drew a bag, right? Trick or treat with a pumpkin.
That's
on
very
it.
Good.
It looks great, yeah. And it says JP in the treat. Like, it's hard to explain, but
in
like,
the T and the R, he's kind of inserted the letters J and P in those first two letters. That's
for you. He's fascinated with your name,
right?
Because he's like, the notion, he's eight, the notion that someone would be called two letters for their name.
It's crazy.
Instead of words, blows his tiny mind. I'm like, no, his name is John Paul. But he's like, why then did you call him JP? He thinks it's amazing. Anyway, there you go. There's your...
That's great. Thanks a million, lads.
Strawberry and orange roses.
Ray Foley.
See, we're giving away roses now. It's Christmas, guys. There's no getting away from it. We have to play Mariah for you this afternoon. Stick around for that. And I got David Guetta next. Oasis and whatever. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley for your Tuesday afternoon. Nice short week.
Easy.
And I got to say, JP, a lot of love coming in for Christmas on the text and the WhatsApps. Happy Christmas, many happy returns, and Happy New Year for 2023. Here it comes.
Stop it. Just, I'm not warm into the notion.
50-odd days' time. So here's the crack, okay? Here's the crack. Halloween yesterday. Trick or treat, out of the way. We've got it all done. Halloween's done. And now it's Christmas.
Just because Mariah's telling you it's Christmas doesn't make it Christmas.
I suppose... of anyone, Mariah and Bublé, they're the most biased. I've got the Mariah vote and I've got the Bublé vote.
She's factored it into her household budget, so she needs the plays for the royalties.
Mariah's over at home in New York in her penthouse apartment and she's like, it's okay. It's okay. And she's running out of dosh. She's struggling to keep the lights on over there. She's like, it's grand. Foley will look after me. Ray will get a couple of plays out early November. Hey, did you hear this news about Pulp?
What's this news?
Pulp are coming to Dublin next year. Ooh. They're playing in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June in Dublin in 2023. Next year, it's going to be a Happy New Year for the Pulp fans. Tickets are going on sale this Friday, 9 o'clock, Friday morning, ticketmaster.ie. And every day this week, we've got the first tickets to give away. Your chance to win a pair of Pulp tickets. Listen out for a Pulp song and text in the word Pulp to 0874... 100-102. We could be calling you back with a pair of tickets. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would indeed, yeah.
It'd make a lovely Christmas present for someone in
your
life.
You're obsessed.
What have I got? I've got Disco 2000.
All the classic.
Bam, 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 beat it all in. I've got Common People. What else? Other options. What is, you like Babies, don't you?
I love Babies.
You love Babies.
What a song.
The best thing about Babies.
What's that?
Giving them back once you're done babysitting them. Giving them back to the mummy and daddy. Do you remember? Do you remember the first time?
I do indeed, yeah.
Look at you there. You're in your element.
I'm loving this. More of this, less of Mariah.
What did you just say to me?
Oh dear.
What did you? How?
I've poked the bear.
How dare you?
Oh, no, I'm not able.
Come on!
No, you ruined it again.
Shut it down.
You ruined it.
Shut it down. You ruined it. 0874-100-102. Have I got Sal's over there? Hello, Sal.
Lads.
What?
It is way too early for Christmas songs.
Stop.
Please do not do that to us.
Stop, give
oh
over.
Oh, my God. And candy. It's sweets.
Yeah.
It's Milchon. It's not... candy. Where are we?
We're in Ireland, and yeah, we're working on draft legislation that any child that uses the expression candy in an Irish household, unless they have American heritage,
right,
they should be evicted from the home immediately. Never come back. At least that's the rule in my house. And I'm not for budging. Jane's over there as well. Hello, Jane. This is on Halloween.
I know it's not cool anymore, but we were in a pub yesterday afternoon.
It's not cool anymore, but you were in a pub yesterday afternoon. Is it not cool to be in a pub?
Still cool,
of
Jane.
A Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
Pub yesterday afternoon.
Right.
And one of our friends who knew we were all in there came in with her kids. And they made an absolute... fortune.
Cleaned you out.
Cleaned out the poor pub till a fivers, and then had to do like an exchange for bigger notes before they left.
Wow.
So the pub would have changed for the evening. Like, Why do more kids not do that?
Why don't more kids call into pubs on Halloween?
Yeah.
Just call in and go, give us all your money. With masks on. Yeah. People would think they've been robbed.
Oh my God, that was like our bread and butter for the year.
Sounds like Jane's in the car. Jane, are you okay to drive, love?
Ray Foley.
Right. Listen out for that pub song. We've got to get one on for you in the next few minutes. I think it's going on sale Friday morning. We're playing Taylor Swift for you next, right here.
Sometimes just to tell you she loves you.
Kian Ducrow and Ella Henderson and All For You on Today FM. Playing the music you love. This is Ray Foley. Ireland, good afternoon, good day. Now, that's a good song. That is a good song.
Strong song, yeah.
Are you telling me...
What?
After 3 minutes of that... Ireland wouldn't prefer Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas is You.
It would lift the mood, all right.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
For God's sake, Halloween's out of the way. Philip's over there. Philip's with me.
Lads, many moons ago,
yep.
I was barred from a pub in Cove called the Admiral Bear.
Right, you're barred.
For playing Christmas songs on the jukebox. In March.
Oh, well, that's...
unjustified.
Yeah, well, I do know what? I think March is slightly early. And Garrett's over there.
Hey guys, Kim from...
That's not Garrett. Is that Kim?
It's Kim.
Hey guys, Kim from Enniscardy. Christmas, it's the 1st of November. Please, 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 please.
Please play Mariah Carey.
Is that what she says?
Yeah, and I don't need the rest of her voice notes. Kim, thanks for your contribution there. I'll add you to the S pile.
She's a no.
Stick around and play in the weekend next.
Yeah, bit of sun today. Highs of 10 to 13 degrees. Today, FM News, more at 4.
Oh, sorry. Happy Christmas. Happy birthday. Happy Christmas, Ben.
Happy Christmas.
Happy holidays. Were you going to say happy holidays?
No, I was going to say Halloween, but of course
that's all over now, yep. Yeah. And now we're into the festive season has begun. Going to get a bit of Mariah on later. Would you like a bit of Mariah?
I don't see why not. I had a minute.
Well, I do. I actually do see why not.
I'm sitting in the studio here with the Grinch.
No, I'm being reasonable.
Ireland is texting.
We're barely out of short pants.
What?
So weather's only just gone a little bit chilly.
What's that got to do with the price of spuds? What are you talking about?
It's too early for Christmas, you mum.
Your mum? Did you call me a mother?
I was going to call you, so I nearly, you just I nearly me, swore there.
You just called me a mummy.
And I bailed.
Dan's over there. Dan sent a voice. Dan, hello.
Hey, Ray, this is Dan.
Dan sounds like a child. A child is engaging in the broadcast.
Right, okay.
Dan, go on.
Hey, Ray, this is Dan. It's too early for Christmas songs. By the way, love the show.
Hey
up, well, in that case, I love the end of his voice note.
By the way, love the show.
However, I do take issue with this element.
It's too early for Christmas songs.
Dan, you understand now you're on the naughty list. No presents.
I'm with you, Dan.
Lump of coal for you, Dan, this year.
Ray Foley.
You little Grinch. You little mummy.
Sorry about that.
You realise we're on the radio. You just can't be calling me this.
When? Now?
Now, this is...
Oh, I thought it was at 4:30.
This is all going out.
Oh, no.
The weekend, Today FM.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
Hop on Today FM. Common people. Then the music you love. Paul, we're coming to Dublin, Ireland next year. Let's make someone's Christmas.
Damn you!
Come on! All you have to do is listen out for a pulp song. This is the holiday season. We gotta look after you. Let's give someone the ultimate Christmas present this afternoon. With tickets for pulp. Listen out for a pulp song. Text in pulp along with your details.
Are we spreading Christmas cheer already?
Let's spread a bit of Christmas joy this afternoon.
Wow.
With Halloween out of the way, it's ringing. Now it's Christmas. Who's this I'm ringing?
That sounds like Navin to me. Should be Jay in Navin.
Hello, is that Jay?
It is Jay, yeah. How are you?
Jay, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Happy Christmas, sir.
Happy Christmas, Ray. It's never too early to play it.
Oh, there you go.
Are you serious?
Oh, never too early.
I'm not going to lie. Most of the texts are saying don't play Mariah.
But actually, you know what they're like. They're just to be grudges.
They're just grumpy old Grinches.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Where are you, Jay?
I actually have a customer in the vehicle at the moment on my way to bring him to work.
Oh, are you a taxi driver or something?
I am, yes.
All right, very good. What's the customer's name? Hello, customer, what's your name, sir, or madam?
His name is Nathan.
Nathan? And where's
he going? He's late for work.
Is he going to work or the airport? Did you see the airport or...?
Yeah, he's going to work.
What does he work with? Nathan, what do you work at?
He works in KFC.
In KFC? Oh, right. Okay. Very good. I'm a more of a Supermax man myself.
Well, then, yeah, we know that.
Listen, I've got a, you were listening out for a Pulp, yeah?
Yes.
They're performing in St. Anne's Park in Dublin on the 9th of June next year. Tickets are going on sale on Friday morning. Ticketmaster.ie. That's 9 o'clock on Friday morning. And Jay, just for you, we've got the first tickets in Ireland. Happy Christmas!
Oh, happy day. Thanks very much.
Yeah!
Jay and Nathan going to the gig together.
Well, you don't have to take Nathan with you. Is Nathan a Pulp fan? Nathan, are you a Pulp fan?
Non-committal.
Not really.
Non-committal, I don't think so.
Nathan, do you like Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a yes. A yes. Well, happy Christmas to you both then. Selection box for each of you and roses all round. Gents, thanks for taking my call.
Ray, hang on, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, my brother. Well,
gotcha. He got you there.
He got me good. I wasn't even expecting that. Well done to Jay and Nathan on his way to work in KFC. David Guetta, this is Today FM. One Republic and I Ain't Worried, this is Today FM. Ray Foley for your Tuesday afternoon. I ain't worried about it. Happy Christmas, one and all. Now with Halloween out of the way. Yeah, I think the texts are pretty much all on my side, like 129.
I don't know about that.
129% of texters to the show this afternoon are saying, go ahead and play Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Sounds like a landslide, that does. 129%.
If they have the people what they want. Hey, manifestation. Are you familiar with this? Wasn't Noel Edmonds big into the manifestation?
Didn't he used to write stuff on his hand as a way of telling the universe to give him what he wanted?
I didn't know that you could write it on your hand.
Yep. That's what he used to do, Edmonds.
Cosmic ordering. Wasn't The Secret? The Secret was a big one of these things years ago. The book, The Secret. Manifestation. So it's like, you want something. You want to win a pair of Pulp tickets, for example, right? So you imagine yourself, much like Jay did, driving his taxi a few minutes ago. He imagined himself, he was like, I'm going to... So he wanted the tickets for Pulp. So he imagined being there at the gig in St. Anne's Park on the 9th of June next year. He visualised it. He embodied it.
Yeah.
He carried on as though he was already going. And then I suppose on some level, the universe went to JP on the text machine.
Right.
Who then went...
I didn't know I was a pawn in Jay's plan.
No, you're a pawn in the universe's plan. Sorry. This is the thing. It's manifestation.
Yeah.
Cosmic ordering and manifestation. Do you believe in it? Have you any experience of it?
I've not had an experience of... I feel like I have, I can't remember, but I have thought about investing enough energy. I think once you start to focus on something, inevitably there are other parts of your lives you organise in a way as to point you towards that eventual destination. So yes, I think once you start thinking about something, it starts to come closer to you, I think.
I don't think you can cosmically order the universe to win you the lotto or like the cash machine or something. I really don't think that it works like that. But I think that if it's controllable in your life on some level, then if you manifest that it's like, okay, I'm going to have a better job by this time next year. Then if your whole life revolves around, if your whole being, your whole belief, do you know what I mean? I think
that
there's something
sort of
to
that. Did happen for me on a job front once. Yes, I did start thinking about it.
Not this round, but radio in general for me. Like I was obsessive about it as a young man for years that eventually I got into it because that was all I... Do you know, so there's a certain amount of truth in that. But I like I say, I don't think he can manifest winning the lotto. This is the big old manifestation. Actually, if you've got young ears listening, this is not for them, for younger ears. Right?
Well, the big O to me stands for Roy Orbison.
Oh, right, okay.
So this is not for younger listeners because it's Roy Orbison.
If you have a child that doesn't like Roy Orbison, you might want them to turn off now. Or oranges. Any children with citrus-based allergies? This is not for them either. No, if they're gone now, hopefully they're gone. Are they the children? It's orgasms.
Oh.
Right, apparently, you can use your orgasms to make your to bring your cosmic order to the top of the line.
Manifesting. Okay, because that would heighten everything. So you're on a next level kind of situation.
Well, apparently. I was reading about this over the weekend. Let me call my orgasm guy.
Okay. Of course he does. This is a first for the show.
This is, what's a 3-4 number? What's that?
Is that France?
This is, it's foreign anyway. This is, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Venus O'Hara?
It is.
Hello, Venus. This is Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Very well, enjoying this sunny day in Spain.
Oh, you're in Spain? I was just wondering, because when I was dialing the number and the ringtone was coming, I was like, that's not local. That's someplace else. You're in Spain. You're in sexy Spain. Come here. I was reading this huge... this is big on TikTok. It's the Big O manifestation, and it's become a TikTok trend. The O stands for orgasmic, and the manifestation is manifestation. This is like cosmic ordering of the universe, or the law of attraction. If you visualize it or if you embody it, it will come true. You're an orgasm activist, is that correct?
I am. Right. I also call myself a sexual wellness content creator, orgasm activist.
Sexual wellness content creator. Well, you're no better person than to shed light on this for me. How does the Big O manifestation work?
Well, it's a bit different from the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is something you're doing constantly. It's like raising your vibration to match the thing you want to manifest. However, with I call it sex magic. So it's basically when you are at the moment of enjoying a Big O moment, let's say a climax, mm-hmm. then you think about the thing you want to manifest. So, for example, the apartment I'm in now, when I really wanted to manifest this apartment, I was... let's say, because my job is actually to test and review and design sex toys. So This is actually, I'm using my work to actually help me with my manifestation. So let's imagine I was testing a toy. And then at the moment of climax, I would think, new apartment, you know. So it's that moment of Venus, magical.
I'd be very distracted.
How do you focus at that moment?
This is it. It'd be the least opportune moment for me. It'd only be after. I'd be like, oh, Jesus, I forgot the apartment again.
No, it takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of discipline. Yeah, and I've been doing it for 4.5 years now. My life has completely transformed. I mean, 4.5 years ago, I had no pillow. I was living in a tiny apartment. I had 500 sex toys and no sofa. You know, I was living a kind of very strange life.
The first thing I would have said was, item number one on the list, a pillow, and I could do with that.
I've got five pillows.
You're it's an abundance of riches. No, but genuinely, to some level, it has worked, though.
Absolutely, but I think with any manifestation process, there are three things that you need to do. First of all, is like you're priming your mindset, and I think this process helps with that. So you're really speaking to your subconscious.
Right.
And the second thing is to take action, and the third thing is to surrender. That is to say, not to be too attached to the thing you want to manifest. You have to be okay with it not happening as well, because things happen if and when they're supposed to. So you have to have an element of, you know, not trying to control everything. So once you set that intention free, then let it go, and then for the next orgasm, you can work on something else.
New car, apartment, winning the lotto.
Exactly.
Now, here's my question for you. Right, I'm going to keep it fairly clean. I'll try and keep it fairly clean, fairly daytime. Do you set out about making an order or making a manifestation on your own, or do you need somebody else with you? I presume, given that your line of work with the reviewing toys, that you don't necessarily need a partner.
Well, I always do it alone.
Okay.
However, if you're doing it with someone else, it could be, if you have a shared intention, it could be very powerful.
Okay.
For example, let's say a mortgage, paying off your mortgage, or having a child or something like that. That could be very powerful. And some people even do it in groups. That's not my thing at all. When I'm in it with a person, I'm just enjoying the moment. I'm not thinking about new apartments or anything, you know.
Okay.
However, I have read some books that say that you could do it without telling the other person. I think that's not quite right, you know.
More than what we were just saying is that being distracted, you're not necessarily in the moment or sharing the moment with that other person.
Also, if you haven't told the other person and all of a sudden at the moment you shout weight loss out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, I might take it the wrong way.
In fairness, my wife would be the one shouting weight loss at me for my weight loss. Listen, Venus, it's fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. Do you have a website? Are you online?
I have my Instagram is Venus O'Hara, and my Twitter is Venus O'Hara 1111.
Okay.
And my website is venusohara.org.
Lovely.
Or orgasm.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Venus, thanks so much for... well, with a name like O'Hara, do you have any Irish roots or any Irish relatives?
I do, absolutely. My Irish blood, English heart. I was born in Manchester, but my family is 100% Irish. So I know about the Catholic guilt and all of that. So this is very...
I'm not guilty at all.
I'm going to say some Hail Marys now.
Well, bless ourselves. We're just talking about Cosmic Gord. I'll order a couple of Hail Marys on my next go round.
And Bibles.
Venus, thanks so much for talking. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Ray Foley.
Venus is in Spain. We're in rainy Ireland. Actually, do you know what? I'll order some sunny weather the next time. My next go round, as we call it. Right, stick around. Eric Prydz next. Right, I'm working on my list here. I've got Euro Millions, yeah?
Right.
Better weather.
Yeah.
A pillow.
Yeah, of course.
Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. A gin and tonic.
Right. My God, man. Fair play.
A new controller for the Xbox. And superheroes, your radio superheroes, every afternoon here at Today FM. I'm Ray, there's JB.
How you doing? You can
struggle into me. Come on, Johnny, take it home. It's how a superhero learns to
fly. Happy Christmas.
Every chance you get,
happy Christmas.
Christmas. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
In a number of weeks from now.
So on Big O Manifestation, we were talking to Venus O'Hara a few minutes ago with regard to Big O Manifestation. It's a TikTok trend. How does it work on TikTok? People aren't filming themselves hardly. Having a Big O and manifestating
anything
at the same time.
On TikTok.
No, not on... There's still rules on TikTok. The idea being that... There's the usual manifestation or law of attraction, which is like you think of the thing you want or the thing you want to happen, and then eventually, in theory, it'll happen. But apparently, you can jump the queue or have an even more powerful order if you put that order in at the moment of peak.
Yeah.
Physical.
Completion.
Absolutely. Arrival. Hi, Ray and JP. On the Big O conversation, would it not kill the romance if at the moment of, shall we say, quote, reaching a crescendo? Now, that's a good term there.
Well done, you.
Reaching a crescendo. Your partner and yourself were to shout out, don't forget to apply for a fixed rate mortgage on the mortgage. Paul and Meath. P.S. Love the show. Hey. Well, it would. You see, that I was saying the very same thing, you see. And you're not fully committed to what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Correct.
If you're thinking about the thing it is you're supposed to be ordering. Then again, the Euro Millions. I mean, if it's a big Euro Millions, if you're looking at 100 million, you'd put the work in.
You would. You'd invest time.
You'll plow on through. Hey, JP. Yeah, you. I'm blaming you.
Me?
This is specifically to JP.
What I did?
I'm blaming you. The kids are off. We're painting in the kitchen. And they're shouting at the radio for Christmas songs. And now it's suddenly sexy time. You're dead after school. Love the show from Rodley. You're dead after school. I love that expression. You're dead after school. Hey, see you. You're dead after school.
I'll see you outside the gates.
Oh, and we gave you plenty of time, plenty of warning. And dear God, Ray, I want so many things, I'd be worn out. The rosary would need to be said from Nora. Here's the thing, Nora. Venus was saying that you can only order one thing at a time. So that's it. There's nothing further I can add to that. Ronan's over there. Hello, Ronan.
Jesus, Ray.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell is going on with the show?
I've been asking myself the same question for weeks now.
Manifestation.
A big old manifestation, Ronan.
Jesus.
I know.
Love the show.
Cheers, Ray Foley.
All right, my friend. What have I got for you? We're playing some David Guetta in a few minutes. GRL plays next right here as well. Stick around. Pleasure.
Rexha.
David Guetta and baby Rexha. And I'm good. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Happy Christmas from Today FM, Ireland's favourite radio station. 1st of November, Halloween out of the way. Wishing you and yours the very best of everything this holiday season. Woohoo, I can't wait for Christmas. Can I just say, I only have one present left to get from Jess. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's very nice.
Wow, Jess, fair play. Well, jealous. Play it, Ray. What's the big deal? It's just a song. Happy Christmas from Laura. Ray, 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 you're a man of the people. Listen to the people. Don't mind those big wigs up on the top floor. Remember, it's only a soft launch so far. Maybe you didn't get the memo to play Mariah. Give the people what we want. Love the show from Damien. Ray, stop this. Stop being a tease. Just play it. Give us Mariah from John O'Grady. Tracy's over there as well, right, Tracy?
Ray, you nearly made my Christmas earlier by playing Mariah Carey's song. Absolutely gutted. Every time you turn on now, I'm really upset. Can you just do it? Hit the button, Ray. Play Mariah Carey. And Ray, I'd really love the show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen. Christmas 2022 has arrived. All over the nation as it glistens in snow. Icicles hanging from the eaves of the rooftops. As the jolly fat man makes his way, eventually.
Degrees today. FM News. More in the last word at 4:30.
Happy Christmas.
No reaction is the correct reaction.
Happy Christmas, man.
You too, Ray. But I'll see you before the big day. Don't worry.
Happy Christmas, many happy returns. Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
I've got to tell you, pretty much everyone in text says Happy Christmas.
They all come round to where you're thinking.
And they love Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. Actually, some people. Say I should play it again.
No.
I have a question, Ray.
Go on.
Are you going to be as festive at home?
Oh, no, I'm an antichrist at home.
Yeah,
no, do you know, a number of people are commenting on the Halloween decorations. Here's the thing, right? If we're taking down all the Halloween decorations, which we need to do today or tomorrow, yeah? We have to go back up to the attic with them. So we might as well take down the Christmas decorations already.
Yeah.
I think
two birds, one stone.
2020, yeah. My girlfriend put up the Christmas decorations last week of September.
In 2020, well, we needed it in 2020, though, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was a kind of a COVID lockdown, get out of jail free card. That doesn't apply this year.
Let me tell you, though, by the time it gets round to actual Christmas, you're really sick of them.
We shall see. I will be putting that to the test on a daily basis.
Thank you, sir. Foley.
Say, Alan, stay the night. This is Today FM. We play the music you love, including Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Everybody.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's nearly here now, lads. Oh, sorry.
And a Happy New Year.
Do, 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 do. Do you remember, do you recall a radio bit we used to do where we'd ring cold call people and play that? Just the first bit of that.
Oh, and they'd have to finish it off.
You a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And then nothing. And then wait for them to go, and a Happy New Year.
It's like a test.
I'm going to do that again this year.
I know you're going to do that.
I'm going to do it today. No, I'm not. It is actually, by the way, I actually fundamentally believe it is too early. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. But we had to do it.
Aiden says, flip me, it's good to have Ray and JP back on the radio. Well done for playing that, Ray. You are getting a lot of love for playing Mariah Carey. You didn't write the song.
I give the people what they want. I am a man of the people.
Pamela says, Ray, sitting at the pool in Spain in 25 degree heat, and it just feels so strange, but
yeah,
awesome.
I can imagine.
Foley, you're sacked. The Halloween decorations haven't even come down. Grr, says Jer. Alternatively, though, Barry says, Ray Foley, you absolute legend.
Thank you.
Putting my tree up tonight. Merry Christmas, you mad thing.
It is too early, but we had to do it. And I didn't want to get pipped by anyone. I didn't want anyone to play it before me.
Stephen and Tip says, bloody hell, Ray, the Halloween decorations are still up. Time to get the tree down now, I suppose. Love the show. And actually cannot believe you are playing that.
Thank
hilarious.
You.
I love it.
although if my husband hears it, the station will be banned from the house forever. Oh, from Linda.
Well, that's a risk we have to take. It's a risk we're prepared to take in the name of the festivities.
There were millions of other texts expressing the love for Mariah.
Leave them, Linda. Leave them. Actually, here's another Christmassy thing, the wild lights. Always this stage of the year, the wild lights at Dublin Zoo. It's back this winter, offering visitors an immersive nighttime experience with an exciting new theme, the magic of life. Over 1,000 giant, colourful lanterns will be shining a light on biodiversity. Visitors will have the chance to learn more about the magic of life and what they can do to help the planet. Wild Lights, it's on until the 9th of January. It's on now, it's open already.
Yep.
Until the 9th of January, www.dublinzoo.ie. I've gone every year, and I think, was it last year or the year before? It was lashing rain in the night I went.
I've seen these lights, and they're more impressive than I thought they were going to be. I hadn't seen them until I checked it out online.
Very Instagrammable, the whole setting, the whole thing. It looks incredible. www.dublinzoo.ie. I have a family pass to Wild Lights for 2 adults and 2 kids to give away. I've also got an overnight stay, family stay, at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel with breakfast and dinner. Terms and conditions apply. You can find out more on our website, todayfm.com. With its convenient location just minutes from the city centre, the Croke Park Hotel is an excellent choice for anyone exploring Dublin City this winter. It's the perfect base for a family stay. California. Go to the Wild Lights. You want to get into it? Text WILD along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. We're doing a little quiz after this. This is Today FM. Will you stay for a drink? No, sorry, I've no time to party. Sir Pack and Dr. Dre, California Love on Today FM. Shake it, baby. Shake it, shake it. Shake it, Cali. Shake it, Kathy. Hey, let me call this number. I'm going to call Galway. I'm going to try Galway.
All right, okay.
This is the Wild Lights in Dublin Zoo. And it's happening now until the 9th of Jan.
Hello?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, it's too early.
Sorry. Gotta lose you, Mairead. Sorry. Bye-bye. Have we got another number?
We do have another number.
Give me another number.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mairead.
You are not taking any prisoners. That's incredible.
That's the Mairead's number you just gave me there,
isn't
it?
Oh, that's another number, is it? Ah, for God's sake.
Whenever you're ready, then.
087.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, jeez. I haven't.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Who's this I'm calling?
Ellie.
I think it's Ellie or Ailey.
Hello?
Hello?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
That's what Marie didn't do. You either play ball or you get off the line.
Who knew that Christmas could be so nerve-wracking?
Terrifying.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Who's this? Who's Ellie? Ellie, is it?
Ailey,
yeah. How are you? Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, sorry, hang on a minute. There's a child there as well. Is the child Ailey? Yeah.
The child is Ailey.
Ailey, and who are you?
I'm Anya,
her
mommy.
Oh, Anya and Ailey. Ladies, thank you so much for taking our call this afternoon. Thanks for playing ball. We were supposed to do a Wild Lights quiz, but I think, do you know what? For being such brilliant Christmassy sports, we'll declare you, unilaterally declare you our winners.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Ailey. Well done, both of you, ladies. We've got Wild Lights for ye, tickets for that at Dublin Zoo, and we've also got an overnight family stay at the newly revamped Croke Park Hotel. Terms and conditions apply, and that's in Dublin. And www.dublinzoo.ie for more details on Wild Lights. Ladies, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And happy Christmas. It's not too early, is it?
Money, yes, happy return.
Cheers, girls. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Much love. Bye, 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 bye. Tonight it could go either way. Ed Sheeran's new song. Hearts balanced on a razor blade. This is Today FM. We are designed. Ed Sheeran's new song, Celestia. On Today FM, playing the music you love.
Very Christmassy show today, as we said. We'll drop it now. From tomorrow until like December, we'll drop it. That was thoroughly enjoyable. We've no time for some stuff we didn't get time to do, unfortunately. We're so short on time. Great news, though. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have yourself a lovely evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Escape to the Bren and Angsana Spa.